أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In Surah Wattin, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes the Qasam of Baladil Amin. And all our Hujjaj are now moving towards that Baladul Amin. So let us read one Naat Sharif.
Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم 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 یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم 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 یا جبال الحرم.
In my eyes, O you mountains of Haram, can be the Haram of Makkah Mukarrama, Haram of Madina Sharif. You are very, very sacred. You are so beloved. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. And especially the mountain of Uhud, in Madina Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is a mountain which loves us and we love it. Yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to visit Mount Uhud. There are so many virtues that have been mentioned of Mount Uhud. So the mountains of Madina Sharif, the mountains of Makkah Sharif, they are no ordinary mountains. What amount of noor and tajalliyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descends upon those mountains. If you have to look at the color also of Mount Uhud, it looks very different from the color of the other mountains. It seems as if the curtain of Noor is covering that mountain. There's such Noor. And especially when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood has been absorbed by the ground and by the earth around those mountains. In the battle of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. His blood is absorbed, which oozes out from his body. It is absorbed by that earth. One drop of the blood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of noor? So he says, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram. I can visit all the other mountains of the world. I can go to Switzerland. I can go to Kashmir. I can go to other parts of the world where there is beautiful scenery, beautiful mountains, snow-capped mountains and other mountains which delight the eye. But where will I find mountains like you, O Haramain Sharifain? Where can I find those mountains which have got the tajalliyat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala?
Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al-haram, 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 ya jibal al-haram. Ye dua-e haram lazzat-e multazam, ye dua-e haram lazzat-e multazam, ho ata sabko ye ne'mat-e muhtanam. Ye dua-e haram lazzat-e multazam, ho ata sabko ye ne'mat-e muhtanam. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram.
Ye dua-e haram lazzat-e multazam, to be blessed with the opportunity of making dua in those places where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself made dua. To be blessed with the opportunity of making dua in those places with the Khulafa-e Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala, Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, Ali Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala, hundred and twenty thousand Sahaba-e Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, plus minus, according to some riwayat, 124,000 who were in Arafat, and all the other sahabas who were in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. Look at the different places that they were making dua. Ye dua-e haram lazzat-e multazam, ho ata sabko ye ne'mat-e muhtanam. We make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless the ummah with this opportunity. How fortunate are those people who are heading in that direction. They will be on that same piece of earth and that same piece of ground where the Mubarak feet of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked. If you look at the sky from Madina Sharif and if you look at the sky from Makkah Mukarrama, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sometimes he used to raise his hands and he used to look at the heavens. So when he used to look at the sky, the gaze of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the noor that went out of his eye up to the skies, our dirty, filthy eyes, our eyes with which we have seen so much of haram, we are blessed with an opportunity to look at that same sky which the Mubarak Nurani eyes of my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cast his gaze on. Sometimes he was looking at Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam coming down, and sometimes other angels. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i zil qurba وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِزُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. In the tafsir of that ayat, one of the sahabi stayed, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was sitting with him, then he looked up, and then it was as if he's following something that's coming down from the top, and then he entered into some conversation, and after that, it was as if he's watching again something going up. And then he informed the Sahabas that this was the ayat that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought. What our eyes have seen, do you think we are deserving of seeing that sky? But Allah Ta'ala, out of His ihsan, out of His kindness, out of His fazl, makes it easy to look at that same sky that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gazed with his Mubarak eyes. So that same piece of ground And if you look at Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu wa salam, then which part of Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu wa salam did Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Khulafa-e-Rashideen and the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam did not walk, did not sit, did not make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, did not make zikr, did not make the tahajjud, did not make the ishraq and chasht? From which part did they not send off jamaats for jihad and set out for the battles and for the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah and the Sulh Hudaybiyah that took place, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah? From which place did they all set out? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he used to put on his ihram and he used to come out, from which masjid did he come out? When the ayat of the Quran Sharif were being revealed, where were they being revealed? How many ayat were revealed there?
Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, 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 ya jibal al haram. Ye dua-e haram lazzat-e multazam, ho ata sabko ye ne'mat-e mughtanam.
The enjoyment of the dua at the multazam.
Jisse chipke te kul sine ambiya, mere sine ko hasil hai wo multazam. Kaha meri qismat tawaf e haram, kaha meri qismat tawaf e haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. Jisse chipke the kul seene-e-anbiya, mere seene ko haasil hai wo multazam.
Say, kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, O my Allah, vain my fortune to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Person like myself with such kind of evil actions and evil deeds in my life, I have come here, O my beloved Allah, with a baggage. But you have brought me. I did not come on the strength of my wealth, of my property, of my status, of my position. If that was the case, then every person with money would have been a haji sahab. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with his ihsan, when he has brought there, it means that he wants to forgive. But then when will he forgive? Is that when the person appreciates that he is on such beautiful ground, such mubarak land, such sacred earth, where there's so much of tajalli of Allah ta'ala and so much of noor and anwarat and barakat and rahmat descending and so much of forgiveness descending. Then at that time the person has to be very, very careful, he has to be very cautious, he has to be very conscious of the fact that he is in Haram Sharif. He is in Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. He is in Madina Sharif, he is in Makkah Sharif. Every piece of ground there is sacred, it's not tourism business. And when he is going to go with that kind of a heart, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely forgive him. Or if he is going to go with that kind of consciousness. So, mere seene ko hasil hai wo multazam. That multazam which my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam attached himself to. We can take qasam and say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam attached himself to the multazam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, duas made at the multazam are accepted. Of course, if there's a massive crowd there, then at that time don't force your way there and push and bump. Stand at a distance and make dua that, Ya Allah, I would have also liked that my chest be against that wall. But I don't want to hurt anyone, cause anyone any kind of problem and difficulty. So then Allah Ta'ala will give us the same barakah.
سو میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء. All the انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام with طواف of the Kaaba Sharif. The stones could have changed, but that piece of ground is the same. What can I do? My heart is already there. Body may be here. Imagine standing before the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sinful ones. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram. Ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. Ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. Ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. Ye dua-e haram, lazzat-e multazam. Ho ata sabko ye ne'mat-e mughtanam. For what else is Makkah Mukarrama? For what else does the Haji go except for du'as? Forgiveness for himself, forgiveness for his family, forgiveness for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Solution to the problems of him, his individual self, solution to the problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and ask for solution to the problems of mankind, ask for hidayat of mankind. That is why Allah Ta'ala calls it. The Haji is a member of a delegation. It's a delegation. Allah Ta'ala has chosen him as member of a delegation, of deputation, which is being invited to negotiate with Allah Ta'ala forgiveness and solution to problems. How delegations travel out from one country to another, sent out by the governments to go and negotiate. Now if he does not do his job properly, what will the government do? They'll boot him out. So either the Haji comes in a better condition than he went, or he comes in a condition worse than what he went. When a person kisses the Hajr-e Aswad, then that's the touchstone. Or he touches the Hajr-e Aswad, that's the touchstone. After that, the Haji will not be able to conceal for a long time his true inner self. It will be revealed. Therefore, many, many people, before they left for Hajj, people didn't know that they were womanizing, they were taking interest, they were gambling. Unless they went there and made sincere tawbah, that will not return to it, then Allah Ta'ala will conceal those sins. If not, then upon his return, everything will get exposed. People will get to know, this chap is a drug addict, this chap is a womanizer, this chap is a drinker, this chap is a gambler, this chap is indulging in this haram and that haram. So it's a touchstone. So at the multazam, the person is tearing, crying before Allah Ta'ala. Ye dua-e haram lazzat-e multazam ho ata sabko ye ne'mat-e mughtanam. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram. Ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. You can read ya jibal al-haram. There's no problem in it. Enjoy, get the taste, get the enjoyment, even if we're not going. But we picture those mountains, we picture the Rauza of Abda sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we picture Kaabatullah Sharif, we picture the Multazam, we picture the Muqam Ibrahim. Every place is there for du'as. When the first glance on the Kaaba Sharif is for what? Acceptance of du'as. Whatever du'a is made, it's accepted. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar is the best du'a. Covers every aspect of this world and the akhirah. Multazam for dua, mataf for dua, mizab-e rahmat for dua, waqam-e ibrahim for dua, hatim for dua, zamzam for dua, safa and marwa for dua, mina for dua, and arafat is for nothing but dua. From Zuhr till Maghrib, that sinless, masoom Nabi. Zuhr till Maghrib, just imagine. Is it an easy task to extend your hand like that from Zuhr till Maghrib? Muzdalifa for what?
Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram ya jibal al haram 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 ae khuda hai faqat aapka ye karam اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم يا جبال الحرم 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 يا جبال الحرم
Oh Allah, it is only your ihsan, it is only your fazl, it is only your kindness, it is only your favor upon this sinful one that I am making tawaf of the haram. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم Where our feet were deserving to walk on that mubarak piece of ground on which walked the feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If it was not the favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person could not have made that tawaf. There are so many people from around the world, believe me, they come right up to Jeddah. For business reasons, they come up to Jeddah. I'm talking about Muslims. I'm not talking about the non-Muslims. They come to Riyadh. They come to Jeddah. They come to many other places. But up till now, they haven't had the opportunity of going and making one tawaf or going and visiting Madina Tayyibah. One person told us himself in the plane. So this was the first time that he's making Umrah. He has been to Jeddah another couple times. But he never had the opportunity or the desire also in his heart to really go there and make an umrah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ihsan and fazal. So therefore he says, hey, faqad aapka ye karam, kar rahe hain jo ham sab tawaf-e-haram. The tawaf of haram sharif, I have been mentioning many times in my talks that it is like the washing machine, the washing machine. Go upstairs and then watch from the top. Hundreds of thousands of people going round and round. Go and watch from the top, what does it look like? How when you enter, when you put your clothes into the washing machine, the dirty clothes we put into the washing machine. Listen to this example 120 times, inshallah it will give us some kind of inspiration. How we put our dirty clothes into the washing machine, and then we put the detergent, and then we press a button, and then the drum starts rotating. Extracting the dirt, one time, two times, three times. And then the spins that are given. And after that the clothes come out clean, white and bright. Then we take those clothes and what do? We iron it, we stretch it and press it and take out all the creases. And if there is any spot or mark still left, then we make sure that we use some kind of clean green or some detergent and remove that mark and spot. So just like that, how the clothes then come out clean and pressed and ironed and presentable. In the same way, the Haji Sahab, or the person who is making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, even though he may not be making Hajj, then it is like putting our hearts into that washing machine. The detergent is already there at the Hajr-e Aswad. That is where when you are making Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and commencing the tawaf, that's the pressing of that button. And then the person is going round and round, is making tawbah, istighfar. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Between Rukn Yamani and Hajar Aswad. And he's making, and he's expressing remorse and shame and regret. So that is the dirt being extracted from the heart. After that he drinks zamzam. Any spots left, he makes drink zamzam and wash the dirt out. And then he goes to the multazam and he stretches his hand like that. And he presses that heart out. Now after that, he must look after that. He must clean, keep that heart clean. Keep the clothes clean. Accidental dirt and spots again, have it washed. So that the proof that he has done it sincerely will be when he returns. Now when he returns, if he goes back to those same sins and vices and evils, then it is like that person who put his clothes into the washing machine. He had them all cleaned and dried and ironed and pressed and everything. And as soon as it got pressed, he takes it and puts a lot of dirt and dust and sand on it again. Then we will say he's a stupid person, he's mad that he had such an opportunity, and after having those clothes cleaned out and washed and looking bright and white, now the person is purposely putting dirt on it. So the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif is like that. It is like in that washing machine, how we put our clothes, there we are putting our dirty, filthy hearts.
Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. Ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. Ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. Ye dua-e haram, lazzat-e multazam. Ho ata sabko ye ne'mat-e mughtanam. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم
The person is traveling, he's excited, he's looking forward to seeing the green dome first from a distance, or the minarets of the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In that excitement, he's increasing the recitation of the Durood Sharif and the salam upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And then from a little distance, he suddenly sees the green dome. So now his excitement increases. His emotions rise high and he wants to be there at the Roza Mubarak. He goes, he has a shower, ghusl, bath, changes his clothes and gets ready, prepares himself mentally, conditions his mind. And then he comes to the front of the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Roza Mubarak, is not just any ordinary grave. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is hayat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given him life. We can't understand that hayat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when the people make read salat salam from other places, then the angels convey it to me. And when they read at my Roza Mubarak, then I listen to it personally and I respond. And in this age of computers, it's not difficult to understand that one computer chip can respond to a million phone calls at the same time. So, aa gaya saamne rozae muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraste the hum. Day and night we are talking about the Roza Mubarak, about our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are talking about Medina Sharif, we are talking about the mountains of Uhud, and about the Riyazul Jannah, and about the place where the Ashabu Suffa used to reside. And all the other aspects of Medina Sharif are being discussed. Now suddenly it is right in front of our own eyes. So this, he says, is just the ihsan and fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A gaya samne rauzae muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya rab tarasate the hum. A gaya samne rauzae muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya rab tarasate the hum. We are so thirsty to make the ziyarat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you must truly believe that we are making his ziyarat. Man zara qabri ba'da wafati, faka annama zarani fi hayati. It's like the person who visited me during his life, during my lifetime, the one who visits me after my passing away. So we must make so much of tawbah and istighfar before we go and stand there, because we are going to be x-rayed. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, 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 ya jibal al haram. Rahmate do jahan ka hai faiz-e atam, rahmate do jahan ka hai faiz-e-atam, jinke sadqe mein muslim o mu'min hai hum. Rahmate do jahan ka hai faiz-e-atam, jinke sadqe mein muslim o mu'min hai hum. Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummat-e-muslima hai jo khairul umam. Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummat-e-muslima hai jo khairul umam. Rahmate do jahan ka hai faiz-e-atam. If it had not been for Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it had not been for his sacrifices, if it had not been for his teachings and for his efforts and for his mujahada and for his compassion and mercy and kindness upon mankind, today we would not have been Muslims. We are Muslims and mu'min because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makka, madina. Agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. So we are ummat-e-muslima. This is the ihsan of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must show appreciation that Allah ta'ala gave us the Nabi who is rahmatul lil alameen. If I have to go into a discussion of rahmatul lil alameen, now you'll have to sit all night. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, ya jibal al haram. Ye duae haram lazzate multazam, ho ata sabko ye ni'mate mughtanam. Hai salatin alam bi ihram mein, hai salatin alam bi ihram mein, ban ke hazir hue hai gadaye haram. ہیں سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. The kings of the world also, if they come and they are going to be making Hajj, they will have to remove all their fancy clothing and all the jubbas and qubbas, and they will have to remove everything which is of ostentation, of show, of which shows that these people are great, great rulers of some great countries. Nothing, you all become beggars before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nobody will stand out as a king, as a ruler, all wearing the same two sheets of ihram, in other words, the garment of kafan. No one is allowed to wear his fancy clothes, his suits, and all the designer label garments. So even the Salatuin Alam, the kings and rulers of different countries, they too have come there, they are gadaya haram, beggars before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, begging in the haram sharif, they too have to come and beg there. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, ya jibal al haram. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. And then he concludes this beautiful Nath Sharif with, میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا, میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا, میرے مالک یہ یونس کی سن لے دعا, میرے مالک یہ یونس کی سن لے دعا, ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا, ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. Say, oh Allah, listen to my dua, then give me the opportunity of visiting the Haramain Sharifain every year. What is it difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So how cautious we have to be, how conscious we have to be that we are in the land where my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked, where Wahi was coming down, where he received the deputations, from where Islam spread throughout the world. So he says, Ya Jibal al-Haram, O you mountains of Haramain Sharifain, you are very beloved to me, you are very sacred to me. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless all those who are going for Hajj, Hajj maqbool, mabroor. And may Allah ta'ala accept the tawaf, the ziyarat, the ibadat. In this weather, you're coming for this zikr program. This is a sign of your love for Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now let's have a short zikr. This Nath Sharif just came to mind before the namaz, so I brought the copy. And we recited this Nath Sharif, because the hearts are now pulling that direction with every haji that's going that way. So even if we don't go, but at least we make dua, or we place our hearts there.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ, اللہ اللہ Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث هو ما بلاور الله هو ما رحيم الله هو ما كريم الله هو ما موست كومباشنت الله موست لافينج الله موست كيرينج الله ها ما بلاور الله هو ما موست تولرنت الله My most beautiful Allah, we are your sinful servants. We are extending our begging bowls before you. My Allah, we are acknowledging every sin that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. We are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, we have been the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, but we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. My beloved Allah, who else is there to forgive us besides you? Who else is there to accept dirty, filthy hearted ones like us besides you? My beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of entire mankind. My beloved Allah, no one is going to question you. No one is going to question you. Why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor, or those who had raised their hands at the madrasa, or listening over the receivers. No one is going to question you. Why you forgave them? Tujhse koi poochne wala nahi. If you have to forgive us, we will become pleased. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased. You will become pleased. The only one that will be disappointed will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, please us, please your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and disappoint Shaitan. Ya Allah, man has made computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. Just one press of the delete button, and nothing is left on that chip. Ha, vere Allah. If you give man that kind of technology, what is it difficult for you to press the delete button of our sins? Mere Allah, humare gunahon ke upar delete button daba de. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we have committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Ya Allah, we are pledging not to return to those sins. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qaza of our namazes that we have missed, to keep qaza of the fast that we have missed, to pay back the zakat that is due, to go for hajj if it is farz, and to return to every person whatever is due to him. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to seek forgiveness from those whom we have harmed or caused any kind of injury or pain without justification. My beloved Allah,
give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, our family members in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To fulfill the rights of Muslims and non-Muslims. To fulfill the rights of mankind. My beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. Our hearts are in your control. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. My beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Our hearts which were to enjoy the tajalliyat of yours, the noor and the rahmat and the barakah. Ya Allah, our hearts which were for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have given it to film stars and film actresses. My beloved Allah, we have given it to the casinos and the discos and the rave clubs and the drugs and adultery and fornication. We have given them to our illicit beloveds. Ha, mere Allah, but we are ashamed. We are ashamed, my Allah. Whatever sins we have committed, forgive us. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. My beloved Allah, give us the courage of lions against our nafs. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our lives and our homes everything that has brought such kind of problems in our lives. My beloved Allah, give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the morals, the akhlaq and the character of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fill our hearts, Ya Allah, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen. Bless us with your marifat, with your recognition. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you. Hamare dil mere Allah, teri zaat-e ali ke saath aisa chipka de, aisa chipka de. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. May Allah become ours and make us yours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our children will not be ours. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakat. We will have everything of the material world, but our lives will be filled with restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ya Allah, if you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. Hamara vanja, hame apna banana. Agar ek tu nahi bera, to koi sher nahi beri. Jo tu bera, to sab bera, falak bera, sabhi beri. If you are ours, then everything is ours. May Allah change the conditions around the globe. Ya Allah, mankind is suffering. So many countries, there's drought, there's famine, there's floods. Every kind of disaster is striking. My Allah, we know that it is because of our weakness, our sins and our shortcomings. But my beloved Allah, don't test us. Don't punish us. Don't seize us, my Allah. The ground on which we walk belongs to you. Our homes belong to you. Our wealth belongs to you. Our sight in your control, our hearing and speech in your control, our hands in your control, our feet in your control, our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys and bladders all in your control. Ya Allah, don't snatch away the bounties and ni'mats because of our sins. We know that we have used your bounties day and night for your disobedience. But how loving you are, how compassionate you are, how forgiving you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink, to wear and to travel around. You have given us shelter above our heads. How many people around the world, my Allah, they don't have shelter above their heads. They don't have sufficient clothes whilst it is snowing. My beloved Allah, nothing to light up their stoves. No milk in the mother's breast to give the babies who are crying out of thirst. Ya Allah, how kind you are. How much you have given to us. We show no appreciation for your bounties and for your gifts. May Allah change the condition of our lives. Hame ek bana de aur nek bana de. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of mankind. Especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Don't look at the shortcomings and faults and weaknesses of the Ummat. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems. Look at your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. You dearly love forgiveness. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, something that dearly pleases you is forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we have committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongues, of the hands and feet, heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Give us such trust in you, such yaqeen and faith in you, that ya Allah, nothing can shake us. Nothing can move us. Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our time, barakat in our life, barakat in our children, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh aur daawat ki mehnat qabool farma, istimaat gasht taleem ko qabool farma, jahan jahan jamaatein phir rahi unki hifazat farma. Masajid madaris ki hifazat farma, protect the masajid, protect the haramain sharifain, protect masjid aqsa. Ya Allah, protect all the deeni institutions. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Hum bimar hai, mere Allah, shifa tere hath mein. We know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, poverty can be blessing in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us with sickness, with illness, with poverty, with any kind of disaster. Ya Allah, change the ni'mat and rahmat of sickness into the rahmat of good health. Rahmat of poverty into that of wealth. Rahmat of adversity into that of prosperity. Oh my beloved Allah, don't test us, don't test us. We are extremely weak. Ya Allah, don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Spiritual ailments also give us complete shifa. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride and of arrogance, of jealousy and of envy, of evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove it. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have blessed with children, Ya Allah, make those children obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those students of ours who have written examinations, give them success in their examination. Make them assets to our community. Protect them from all fitnas, my beloved Allah. Protect all of us from the fitnas that are attacking and lashing at us from all sides. Hum kidhar jaye, mere Allah? Where do we go? Fitnas from front of us, behind us, from our right and left, from above us, pouring through the satellites onto our television screens. May Allah, ek din varna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, rave club, watching some filthy film, reading some filthy magazine. In adultery, in fornication, in wine, or in illicit women. Ya Allah, don't let us become the cause of embarrassment and shame for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect us all, my beloved Allah. When the angel of death visits us, let him find us in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqil. Let our souls depart. Ya Allah, let our janazah be in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Imam says, Allahu Akbar, let my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listen to the takbir.
let him pray for Shafaat and say that this gunegar, sinful ummati of mine is proceeding. Oh Allah, forgive him. Ya Allah, bless us with Bariyali Jannatul Baqi. We know we are not deserving, but we are seeking so that when the winds of Rahmat blow over that graveyard, we too may be forgiven. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he cried for us, how much of his blood was shed for us. We have shown no appreciation of his sacrifices. Ya Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his 124,000 companions, when he must have called out, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. And when his 124,000 companions must have called out the Labbaik with him, the angels too must have teared by Allah. On that occasion, how much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, mere Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko choom karke jo manga tha. The duas that he made after touching the Hajr-e Aswad. Rukne Yamani choo karke jo manga tha. Mataf mein chal kar jo manga tha. Mizab-e Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga. How much he cried in the Hatim under the Mizab-e Rahmat. When he attached himself to the multazam, multazam se chivat karke jo ro ro ke manga. The duas that he made behind the maqam Ibrahim after drinking zamzam on Safa and Marwa in Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, he extends his Mubarak hands. His ihram becomes wet with his tears. And the duas that he made at Muzdalifa, Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and the ummah with all that goodness, mankind with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and everyone who have raised their hands this part of the time. My Allah, we all are hopeful of acceptance of our du'as. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires and the wishes. Fulfill all the good wishes, good desires of each and every one that has raised their hands. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships and the problems that they are suffering who have raised their hands. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships, problems and suffering. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين